It's time to unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison. Pulses, you are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Rob, our next guests are right here in the studio with us. Make Music Madison is a free outdoor musical experience celebrated annually on the summer solstice, June 21st. Performed by anyone, enjoyed by everyone, Make Music Madison is part of Make Music Day, a global celebration hosted in over 1,000 cities. And now celebrating their 10th year here in the Mad City, please welcome Managing Director of Make Music Madison, Mary Rose Ekberg, along with board member and musician from the Racing Pulses, Rob, Christian Iliev. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having us on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Mary, for those unfamiliar with Make Music Madison, tell us a little bit more about the self-made festival. How did it come to be in Madison? It started in France, no?
Correct, yeah. In 1982, it started in Paris, known as Fête de la Musique, and it still continues to this day. They're actually celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. And it ended up in Madison because actually... the nephew of the founder went to Paris, saw it, started a chapter in New York, and his uncle thought it was so cool. He was living here in Madison at the time, Michael Rothschild. He's now out in Berkeley, California. He thought it was such a cool program that he said, hey, we should get one started. So he worked with the city of Madison and a dedicated group of volunteers, and it's been going strong ever since.
You know, it's funny. I was actually at the press release when they announced that 10 years ago with Paul Soglin actually was helped bring that on, right?
Yep, absolutely. He was a huge supporter of the project. We've been really lucky, you know, It's gotten bigger and bigger over the years, and we're excited to see this year. Now that we're coming out of the pandemic, we're hoping we're going to see like an even larger set of venues this year.
I think so. I think people are hungry for live music. That's for sure. Tell us a little bit more in detail about how it actually works. Mm-hmm. Anyone can sign up to present an outdoor space for free live music on June 21st, and you guys take care of the permits?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we take care of all the permitting. We do a lot of promotion. We do press releases, all sorts of engagement online. We produce posters. We actually hire a local artist to produce a new poster every year. And so we take care of a lot of that. So musicians and venues, all they have to do is sign up on our registration system at www.makemusicmadison.org. And registration for venues opens this Friday. Once you're registered, we have a fun little matchmaking system where you can search for venues if you're a performer, or you can search for performers. You can settle on a set time, and once it's approved by us, it goes right into our schedule.
Wow. So you just have this like giant database to figure out everywhere where people are at, even the street corners?
Exactly. So you can register, if you're a performer and you want to register on a street corner, you just register the street corner as a venue, and then you set yourself as the performer for that venue. That's how simple it is. Yep.
Wow. And this is your 10th anniversary for mm-hmm. Make Music Madison. Do you guys have anything special happening this year to commemorate the milestone?
We do. We are producing a series of special video interviews highlighting some of the founders of Make Music Madison, as well as some board members and people who've really been heavily invested in the project. And we're looking to share those on social and get promotion out. The focus of those interviews is really, what is the value that a program like Make Music Madison provides to the community? Mm. And what is the value of live music to our community, our economy, the country as a whole? Because we really need to support artists and support this industry. So we're hoping those interviews motivate people to get involved and support their local artists.
Hallelujah. Now, Christian, you're a board member of this festival. Like, what's your role? What do you do with the festival, and what motivated you to join?
Yeah, so I am the board secretary, and I'm really excited to be joining this year. What really inspired me is sort of exactly this point that we're talking about, that live music has so much value to the community, and it's in danger sometimes, I think, because of the entertainment options that are competing with it. And so, it can be difficult for musicians to share their art, and I'm just so excited to be part of an organization that allows musicians to have a chance to share their music with the community and to get out there and spread the joy of live music. So I do a lot of things. I handle some social media. I take notes at our board meetings, and I'm getting very excited about being involved on the day of as well. And I'd just like to say, for anyone listening out there, if you're interested in volunteering, we're always happy to have volunteers help out with Make Music Madison. There's a lot to do, and it's a lot of fun, and I think we've got a great board. So if people are interested in volunteering, please let us know.
Are you going to be playing anywhere day of?
Yes, I'm hoping to, yes.
With the Racing Pulses, or do you do solo?
I do perform solo as well, but it'll be great to get together with the band as well, yeah.
Mary, how did you get involved with the festival?
So I joined last year as an assistant. Natasha Satan was the previous managing director. She's a fantastic person. Really loved working with her, and the project was a lot of fun. I took over as managing director in November, and I've been really focusing on, bringing a little like an equity lens to everything, trying to identify neighborhoods that have historically not participated in the program, figuring out what we need to do to support them and get them engaged. And so it's a lot of fun. I used to run a lot of the community programs at Overture, including International Festival, which was actually today. And so I come from a background of, managing festivals like this. So this was sort of natural for me to move into this role.
Well, how exciting that the 10th anniversary is your first year doing it as managing director. Max Inc. Radio is going to be hosting a stage in Devil Radio's lot on June 21st. So if others want to sign up or find schedules and more information, where do we go online again?
MakeMusicMadison.org.
MakeMusicMadison.org. Well, that's really easy to remember. Mary, Rose, Elion, thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Right now, let's check out one of Mary's favorite bands. This is Disc Communication on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
I've got your mixtapes playing on my record machine. All of those CDs I burned you now all been chiming. Every 15 minute song I want you to sing. You're telling stories and fables. You're a regular poet. We'll buy the books together, but you can't front the dough. Happy ever after is where we should be. Until I am falling asleep against my will, and you're so funny. I beg you never stop, 'cause I left you under the table till morning broads. Oh, got a potluck going only this minute came. I thought you'd bring the dessert, but all you brought was the blame. Well, I'll share it with you. So put it on my favorite plate. Oh, I miss you so much. My whole body aches. Hold on to my.
Under the shrugs and the social cues, creeping up to size like
dark streets. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by our local sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Madison, Monona, O'Donnell, and also Willie Street, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com, Delectable Table, Madison, Culinary Dinner Theater is back March 25th and 26th. You're going to love all the exotic foods, Florence, Paris, Barcelona. Check out all the great food you can get at Delectable Madison. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, four locations, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, Johnson Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. SalvatoreTomatoPies.com is where you go to get all the great deets out there on the interwebs. Salmon Run now.
The fire's burning, the flame is low, my wheels are turning, I can't slow. Walking down the empty road, wondering where we will go. Feeling tired on my own, feeling spite from the snow, feeling lonely in this home, wondering if
Sync Radio is local music on Saturday night.